The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
So yes, we're talking about something that colloquially in South Africa is called black tax. I think it's a term that we've heard, and I think sometimes people are not comfortable really probing what it's about, or they could be quite dismissive of it. Joe's already. Do you want to explain black tax to us? What is it?
Well, look, I mean, for me, I think, you know, when you use the term black tax, I think if I can use an example of what it actually means is that you don't see a lot of black families adopting kids like the legal way and the legal route. And that's because if I can't have kids, there normally is just someone in the family who has a kid, but they can't take care of them. And then I have to take care of that kid. So that kind of thing, that like there's always someone in the family already who's going to need some sort of help. And that's why you'll have generational houses in the township, because as soon as granny passes away, there's an uncle or a cousin somewhere who needs a place to stay and will take over that house and stay in that house. So it's about that need to help each other. And so where the more fortunate are always helping the less fortunate in the families. And I guess that's why it's called black tax. But yeah, that's the best example that I could give.
And Christelle, the actual discussion comes off the back of our award-winning podcast, Don't Hold Back, which is on the Jackpod platform on jacarandafm.com, where they actually have a wider discussion about this.
Absolutely, yeah. Because so black tax refers to financial duties specifically placed on families, where whether it's kids or granny, and you know, and there's a lot of demands placed on families to give a lot of money towards this. But I think it's a bigger discussion in terms of commitment to your family in general. So yes, it's been given a coloured term, maar jy weet, hoeveel geld moet jy gee as jou familie 'n krisis het? Hoeveel geld is jou broer en suster opgeregtig as jy die een is wat werk, hulle het nie werk nie? Dalk het hulle werk, dalk wil hulle nie soveel soos jy betaal nie. Is daar 'n verwagting dat jy moet betaal vir hulle studies? En dit is die tipe goed wat Black Tax na kyk. En ek het hier 'n kort klankgreep wat daaroor praat, want dit is regtig iets waar nie gereeld gepraat word nie, maar dit moet deel wees van ons openbare gesprekke. En in ons Jackpot het ons gepraat met Nosibelle en haar man Skubu Mayaba oor Black Tax.
Just define what really is family and who matters the most. It's my mom and my brothers. They are kids. I, unfortunately, especially now that they still are alive, I can't afford.
And I suppose that's a big part of the conversation, is how far in your extended family does your commitment go? Yeah. Because there's no hard and fast rule about that in any culture, in any group of people, in any family. And it's always difficult when, you know, there's an expectation from one side and maybe you don't want to meet it on another side.
And I think the time when you see it most in South Africa is then during like holiday times, because that's when in Easter, then everyone goes home to Limpopo or to the Eastern Cape or wherever you come from. And then if you're that person who's from Joburg, so you're supposed to come and bring the booze and the meat and everything else, and you're like, but I just started working as well, so you know I can't be expected to, you know, make it rain in the Eastern Cape when I'm, you know, just a call center agent.
But so I've also seen this, so yes, I think holiday times are a big pressure, but in general, so I know of junior colleagues that, you know, so yes, they're working, but they're not earning like millions, but they have to pay for schooling or uniforms. Then someone says, oh, but we need DSTV. Oh, but we need a new phone. And it's like, yes, waar trek my se stree op?
But daar is nou precies wat ek by jou wou oor gesels, is when do you say no? And also with family, boundaries are very hard to maintain and to put in place in the first place.
Yeah. The podcast is out. You can go and have a listen. It's called Don't Hold Back. It's on jacarandafm.com/jackpod. Nosibelle Kamkana Mayaba is the host. She's absolutely incredible. And just having this conversation, it is well, well, well worth a look.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.